If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At MyBookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. This is the Zabecast. From the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Thursday, May 15, 2025. Thank you for downloading. We have the defense of the great Queen City, Charlotte, North Carolina, from my friend and former radio colleague Mark Yarborough, a Gastonia, North Kakalaki native, talking Panthers, PGA Championship, and more. Also, we got the Knicks yet again doing Knicks-like things. They have a chance to close out the Celtics. Granted, they've got Game 7 at home in their back pocket. What do they do tonight? They, of course, don't get the job done. They get blown out of the building, and now they are going to be on butt pucker factor 1 million at home in Game 7. But, actually, is it Game 7? Be Game 6 up 3-1. So they've got Game 6. So now they're going to pucker up to try to close it out at home. This series is not over despite Tatum being done for the year. Because to me, the Knicks have never done anything clutch or alpha or just in the moment, like, yeah, fucking Knicks. They did it. They're always a disappointment. We'll see if they change the story this year. So the NFL schedule is out. Let's get to the schedule. Yes. We know who's going to play who, where, and when. It's all out in front of us. And boy, are there more and more new wrinkles to the schedule this year than ever before. But what's the funniest part of the schedule is that, once again, my original, not prophecy about the league, but my original description of the league is becoming more and more true all the time, which is it's a TV show about quarterbacks. And here is the most perfect distillation of that phrase that I came up with years ago. I start searching for 2025 Thursday night football schedule, 2025 Monday night football schedule, 2025 Sunday night football schedule, and I go to the NBCSports.com page that comes up when I search for it for their Sunday night schedule. They get the best of all the games. And look at how they have it listed. Primetime TV's number one show for an unprecedented 14 consecutive years. It's funny NBC's taking credit. We've got the number one show in primetime for an unprecedented 14 consecutive years. You have a football game, and you get the best football games because the league wants them on Sunday night. So they list their games as quarterback versus quarterback. Not even the game. Now, they do have a graphic that has the teams on it, but they make sure to lay it out to those who don't know who the good quarterbacks are on the good teams they have with the good matchups they, of course, are given and cherry pick before anyone else eats on a weekly basis in the NFL. Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson versus Josh Allen, Jordan Love versus Dak Prescott. By the way, there's a lot of the Cowboys got ordered six times for national televised primetime games. I mean, this is overbuying the Dallas Cowboys. Also, the Atlanta Falcons have been bought, I think, five times in primetime, to which somebody tweeted, who ordered so many Falcons? Who ordered so much Falcons? It's like a guy that orders too many broccoli spears as sides at a nice restaurant for a side dish when you're having a guy's dinner. Hey, let's get some sides. Yeah, get some hash browns, get some this. Oh, well, we got to get three orders of broccoli spears. Really? Do you think they're that popular? Atlanta Falcons, okay. But they list it all out. Jared Goff versus Patrick Mahomes, Goff versus Hurts, Mayfield versus Stafford, Burrow versus Lamar, Stroud versus Mahomes, Burrow versus Tua. Of course, the Burrow-Tua game is not until December 21st. Do we think old Jellyhead is going to be still frisky enough to play come December 21st this year? I hope so, by the way. I'm still a big Tua Tagovailoa fan. But man, he's got a hard time keeping that head out of trouble. So the Browns, the Titans, and the Saints have no primetime games. They are the only teams that have no primetime games at all. The Chiefs have the most, seven, and they will have eight standalone games if you count, you know, the, I think, what other game is one of their non-standalones? They've got eight standalone, but seven primetime. And there could be even more depending on flexes late in the year. And of course, the press release, I believe, for ESPN, or the story for ESPN, said the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, and Travis Kelce will appear in at least eight standalone games as part of the 2025 NFL schedule release. It's a TV show. And as you look at the dispersion of the teams and their primetime appearances, Cleveland, Tennessee, New Orleans, all likely to be complete dog shit this year. Zero primetime games. Indy, Jacksonville, and Carolina only have one primetime game each. The Jets and Arizona have two. The Giants, the Raiders, the Patriots, and Bears have three. The Ravens, Bengals, Steelers, Texans, Broncos, Packers, Vikings, Buccaneers, Rams, and Seahawks have four. The Dolphins, Falcons, Lions, Eagles, Commanders, Bills, Chargers, and Niners have five. I think the Niners might be overbought. I think Washington might be overbought. I know Jaden Daniels is spectacular. I know they went to the NFC title game. Go back and watch some of their insane escapes and miracle wins, not just the one against the Chicago Bears. They got every coin flip go their way in terms of results. And I'm not hating, all right, Commander fans? I'm not hating. Just saying. Dallas has 6 primetime and Kansas City has 7. And people say, I can't believe you think that the refs give favorable calls to the Chiefs. Look at, they're in 7 primetime windows. Why wouldn't they get favorable calls? It's a TV show. A very, very, very profitable TV show at that. Let's see. Then there's this. The Cowboys will make history as the first team to ever play 4 Thursday games in a single season. Week 1 at Philly. That's the season opener on NBC, even though it's on Thursday, which will then default to good old Amazon after that. Week 13 against Kansas City. Week 14 at Detroit. And then week 17 at Washington. So they got Thanksgiving plus a smattering of other games, including the season opener. The and Monday Night Football has not 1, not 2, not 3, but 4 doubleheaders this year in weeks 2, 4, 6, and 7. The best games for Monday Night Football are the Lions at the Ravens and probably Philly at Green Bay. Chicago making a return trip to Washington, also a Monday Night Football game. Those are 3 of the best. Their worst game on Monday Night Football is the Giants versus New England. Woof. And that's late in the year as well. The Week 1 package is, of course, loaded. The NFL comes out of the gate with some absolute barn burners. Aside from the somewhat predictable, I mean, does anyone think Dallas is going into Philly and winning there? I think they're 1-5 against Hurts in Philly now. The Cowboys are. But aside from that, the Thursday game is Dallas at Philly. Friday is going to be on YouTube only, not YouTube TV, YouTube itself. That'll be Kansas City at the Chargers. Detroit Green Bay is the afternoon game in week 1. On CBS, interesting cross-flex there, since it's all NFC, but it's a CBS game. And then the Sunday night affair will be the, where did I write this down? Detroit, Thursday, Friday, Sunday night. Bills-Ravens. There it is right there. Bills-Ravens on Sunday night is your finish to the week. And then Monday is Minnesota at Chicago. That's a pretty awesome week 1. I don't like the fact that the Eagles and Commanders play each other twice in the 3-week span late in the year. Same thing for the Bears and Packers, play each other twice in a 3-week span. For Packer fans, my quick net-net on the schedule is as follows. Good. They open with 2 home games right away to take advantage of the best weather in Green Bay. They get most of their weak non-conference opponents delivered before Thanksgiving. That's early padding, and the weak teams, they're all professional teams, but we're talking the Carolinas of the world that you figure are not going to be very good. Anyone can lose to anyone. Anyone can beat anyone, but you get my point. The weaker non-conference opponents are all before Thanksgiving. That's good. And the road trip in Arizona is on October 19th, which is a perfect sort of mid-fall getaway where the weather in Arizona, I bet it'll be spectacular. So pretty good golf and football trip if you're lucky enough and have the money to go. The bad is that the Packers have a bye week in week 5. That's way too early, number 1. And it wastes some of the best weather. Again, why are you wasting weather in Green Bay by giving them a bye week in week 5? Plus, I don't like the fact the Bears are jammed in twice in 3 weeks. It's bad for the rivalry. And the Dallas game is a Sunday night, so if you wanted to go to Dallas as a Packer fan, you're going to have to take off Monday. You probably would have had to do it anyway if it was an afternoon game, but the Sunday night makes it even more difficult, I would say. And of course, the Packers game against the Steelers is a Sunday night affair with Rodgers likely to be in uniform for the Steelers. That's going to be the next interesting domino for the NFL offseason. So there's a quick thought or two on the schedule. Coming up, my friend Mark Yarborough, Afternoon Drive on WFNZ in Charlotte, North Carolina, the Queen City. You are listening to the Zabecast. Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, mybookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process, or you've been struggling to get your job posts seen on other sites, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. Want to know how fast Indeed really is? In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need. Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. But here's the deal. Hair loss isn't fun to talk about, but Hims makes dealing with it incredibly easy. No awkward doctor visits, no uncomfortable conversations. Just answer a few questions and their medical providers will determine if the treatment is right for you. They've got everything from chewable tablets to sprays and serums using clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can help regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. And get this, they'll ship it right to your door for free if prescribed, all for one low price, no insurance needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Zabe. That's hims.com/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo for your personalized hair loss treatment options. That's hims.com/Zabe. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp. All made safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style. And a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
Hello.
Bro, what is up, Mark Yarborough?
Same.
How you doing, buddy? Pal? Good, man. I'm here. calling you because thou must defendeth the Queen City from these vicious, unprovoked attacks.
What
from,
the hell?
From golf podcasters of all people. The Trap Draw, a.k.a. No Laying Up, had one of their guys just go ham on Charlotte, calling it a bland city that was nothing but a bunch of junior bankers with no character whatsoever, even took on the whole Queen City thing, saying, Cincinnati had it first. What are you talking about, Charlotte?
Yeah, what is this clown's problem? Where is he from?
Exactly.
Where does he lay his head down every night?
Oh, my God.
I don't
God.
Know. Maybe I don't want to know. I don't know. But.
You are a lifetime born and raised North Carolinian. From what county again down there?
A Gaston County, born in Gastonia, North Carolina.
That's right. You're a Gastonia boy, kind of like
James Worthy. Sleepy Floyd. Yeah,
absolutely.
Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit. You know, yeah.
Those are the three big names. Gastonia.
Yeah, that's
Collins.
It. That's the list.
And you and Mark Yoder.
Yeah, I'm the fourth of the. I'm the fourth horseman.
Okay, so the PGA Championship is in town. They're going to play if it ever stops raining. Which
rowboats.
It's bad right now, but I just found it interesting. I personally, you know, Yarbs, when I was down there with you guys at FNZ, I loved Charlotte. I'd live there tomorrow if I had a chance. I like the city. I understand that it is, maybe it's a little bit generic. I believe he also called it Atlanta. Diet Atlanta is what he called Charlotte.
Okay.
What do you think? What do you think of people? This is not the first time you've heard people take runs and take shots at Charlotte, your home.
I hear it a lot. And look, if he wants to go like sports teams, I got nothing against that. I mean,
I have no argument.
They can't even win the damn lottery, Zabe. I mean, that's how bad things are. They can't even get a top three pick. They have to pick fourth. So I can't come back at him for anything like that, but man, that's, you got to get up in a really bad mood to just decide to go violence against Charlotte. I mean, I've always looked at it as a big town with a small town feel. That's what it feels. I mean, Charlotte, you know, it is. I don't know about the junior bankers. There's a lot of banks here. I know that there's banks. We have a lot of Harris Teeters. We have a lot of banks. And you know, it's a great town, man. I would tell this guy this. Go look at all the former athletes, and some of them didn't even play here, Zabe. Some of them may have come here for games, but they didn't play for the Panthers or play for the Hornets. But a lot of retired athletes have ended up in Charlotte. A lot of them have come here to live. So Charlotte must be doing something right if those guys are willing to come here and live and raise their families. So, I don't want it to be New York. I don't want it to be L.A. The traffic's bad enough. I don't need it. I don't need it to be like that. So
Todd Schuster guy's name. Trap Draw podcast, and he said he had to unfortunately go to the Queen City for the PGA. Unfortunately, also Phil Landis, aka Big Randy, on the podcast, also went a little bit ham on them. Basically saying that there's no culture, that other than NASCAR, what's the culture of Charlotte?
Yeah, well, here I would say this. Dude, you're here for what, 5 days at most? Maybe
you'll live.
I mean, you're here to cover golf. What the hell? What else are you trying to do in town? I mean, you're at Quail all day. I mean, I don't know what you're expecting when you come into town and cover a major golf tournament. I think that's probably what you should be focused on.
There's plenty
of good restaurants to partake in
But this is what Schuster said. He said it's the most vanilla, bland place in the world and that he couldn't find a good meal. He said, quote, I've never had a good meal in Charlotte. I don't think there's a good non-chain restaurant here. Now, I'm going to give him one. I don't know if they're still in business, Yarbs, but the Blue Marlin, get the Lake Pontchartrain, which is like this crab-stuffed flounder dish that is amazing with grits on the side. Boom, there you go. Is the Blue Marlin still open?
Zabe, honestly, I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know
you don't
that it is,
lot.
But No, I don't. I'm on a budget, so I have to.
Okay.
Eat. And my wife's a great cook, so I don't have to eat out a lot.
She's a great cook and a Wisconsin girl too, by the way.
She is.
I love reading her angry tweets when it comes to the Packers. So fiery, so damn funny. Okay,
yeah, I would give him great barbecue spots and all players, all kinds of good barbecue spots around here. I don't know what this guy's talking about.
What was the barbecue place that we hosted a live event? For those that know the backstory of me when I was down there with Yarbs and the guys and Mark Packer and Gary Williams, who would go on to be on the Golf Channel and now has a podcast called Five Clubs, we're all there at the station, and we had this thing where we noticed the good old Charlotte Observer newspaper was making a pretty serious, noticeable mistake in its sports section every day. Every day there was a gaffe, there was a wrong record, there was a misspelled name. And so we picked up on it and we started counting. And we got to the point where we're like, can we break the most unbreakable streak in sports, the Joe DiMaggio 56 game hit streak? So we're counting and counting, and they keep making a mistake. We're scouring even the agate type in the back. Like, there's got to be a mistake in here. First of all, it's an unreasonable thing that we were doing, but we were just being asshole troublemakers at the time.
Yes.
And it got up there, and so by the time we were up near 50, I believe we had heard from people inside the paper that they were really bearing down.
Yes.
And when they sent this thing to press, they were like, is the sports section buckled up? Is it tight? And of course, the harder they tried, they still couldn't do it. They finally got to 57 days. We made t-shirts. And we had a remote at a barbecue place. I forget where that
Boardwalk
was.
Billy's.
Boardwalk Billy's.
Yes. Boardwalk Billy's out of the university. Yeah.
And the poor guy that we would have this running feud with, Langston Wirtz.
Yeah,
is still there, and I've now refollowed him on Twitter, and I almost feel like reaching out to go, Langston, I'm sorry. I was a lot younger.
Langston's a great dude.
I'm like, I was a total asshole back then. I'm really sorry for how I was.
He's a great dude. His son Trey played basketball at Notre Dame.
Oh, nice. That's
a few
good.
Years ago. So, Langston's a great dude. So, yeah, back then it was all in fun, man. But remember the turnout we had for that thing at Boral? It was crazy.
It was
insane.
People were all into it because we're
people were taking it off from work. Like, I just skipped work for this today. I'm like, wow.
I also, Yarbs, tell the story to my guys in Milwaukee now about the time you and I went in bags to the Panther game and got on ESPN.
Yeah, it was rough times.
They don't believe me, and I popped that clip out of the great Mike Patrick, and may he rest in peace. Sad that he passed away this past month, and it was like it was a Panthers Bills game, and they were both winless. They're like 0-7, 0-7, I believe.
Yeah, it was. I remember, man. It was a rough go here. I think things have gotten a little bit better, but not a whole lot. So.
What is the vibe as the schedule's about to come out for the Panthers? What's the vibe on the team and the quarterback situation? Is Bryce Young salvaged at this point, do they think?
I think so, Zabe. We saw him at the end of last year, and he definitely looked like a different guy after the return to the starting position in the mysterious car accident. Andy Dalton injured his thumb, in which to this day we all kind of wonder if there's something fishy about that. But no, Bryce came back, played much better, looked a lot more confident. He looked nowhere near the frightened. Young quarterback that we saw in the first two games last year, and go back to his rookie season where you remember those first two games last year, he looked worse than he did at any time as a rookie.
Unplayable.
So it was. And look, for Dave Canales to come in here after two games and say, we can't do this. I mean, that would have been already career threatening for some guys, but Bryce, he didn't treat it like that. He went to work and practice and ran the scout team and all that. When he came back, he had a different demeanor about him. There was a confidence there, and I think you saw the rest of the team build around it. So, they go get him a new weapon in the draft with T-Mac there with the 8th pick, which I'll be honest, I wasn't a fan of. I would have taken Jalen Walker. This defense was historically bad, And for them to go wide receiver at eight instead of Jalen Walker, who, by the way, is now with the Falcons, a guy they're going to have to see twice a year. I'm not crazy about that, but we'll see how it works out for him. But, I think they have done everything they can to provide Bryce enough around him to succeed. They bolstered the offensive line last year in the offseason, and this year they've gone out and drafted Tech McMillan at number eight, and it's on him now. And he can't regress back to where he was. He's got to continue building off of what he did at the end of last season.
Has the owner settled down?
He has. He was nowhere near as kind of out front that last year, like we saw. He didn't throw any drinks on anybody this past season, so that was a step in the right direction. But I don't know whether somebody got to him, which I find hard to believe that somebody got through to David Tepper.
Could get to him.
No, and that's why I kind of said maybe he had a coming to Jesus meeting with himself in the mirror.
How about the league? Maybe the league pulled him aside.
Could have been, yeah. It could, very, very possibly, yeah. But somehow he took a step back, and that's a good thing. He let Dan Morgan and Dave Canales do their thing. Now, look, I don't think his patience has gotten any better. I don't think if Dave Canales comes, has another 4 or 5 win season, I think next year will be very warm for his seat. And Dan Morgan, I'll be honest, his first draft last year left a lot to be desired, and I've told you I'm not crazy about the draft pick at number eight. We'll see how it works out. But, yeah, to answer your question, yeah, he has definitely kind of dialed it back a little bit, but it's something where he's always lurking, and if things get off the rails, we'll quickly see him again.
Yeah, I don't know if Canales can coach, but I know this. He's dreamy. That guy is the best looking dude. I just look at him going.
Would you put him ahead of LaFleur?
Right. LaFleur is a pretty boy, but he's a little pretty boy.
Yeah.
Canales is taller, and
he's a big dude. Yeah.
Tight end at Notre Dame, and so, he didn't play tight end at Notre Dame. Where did he come from? I'm trying to think. He played somewhere. He's an athlete though.
Yeah.
LaFleur is just a little pretty boy that knows offense, and he's good. He's good, but Canales
doesn't know how to use timeouts. He doesn't know how to use timeouts and challenges. So.
By the way, so we had him on. We had him on the show for the first time in a long time. And I said, you know what? I got to ask about the timeouts. And I'm sure your lovely bride has thrown in anger.
She's had an opinion or two on those. Right. Yep.
And so I said to him, I go, so, coach, I got to ask you this. There are times in which you use second half timeouts well before the final 3 minutes. And I don't know, man, watching games be won and lost in this league, I would love to have them all at the end of the game. Would you ever think about making that your go-to strategy? And he's like, well, we try to. He was instantly annoyed. He's like, we try to.
Yeah, on the defensive, yeah.
Well, we tried to, and I felt like going, well, stop trying and just let somebody else hold the timeouts.
Yeah. let's take that away from you. Let's get a timeout guy.
Right. I tried to say.
You know how you have a get back guy? Let's have a timeout guy.
Right. Yeah. I tried to say, look, I don't think a 5-yard penalty on third and three is worth calling a timeout to get a supposedly better play than having a 40-second time coupon in your pocket at the end of the game. But when offensive guys see a bad formation, they see disaster coming. And so I admitted to him, I go, well, coach, you're the one that can see the disaster is coming when you're in the wrong formation and the defense has it. So I get it on that front, but you should just better take the delay of game,
Yeah.
But anyway, so back to Charlotte. So the Panthers hopefully going to be better this year. Hopefully the owner has settled the F down just a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. When I first came to town in 97, I remember the big story about going to Panther games was then owner,
Jerry Richardson. God rest his soul, yeah.
Implemented a rule of nobody could go shirtless in the stadium because they wanted it to be a family affair.
Yeah.
And people were hot and bothered by that because it's quite warm all the way in October down there.
Very much so.
How is going to games now? It hurts my soul to see fake grass down there, but that's a whole
story. I'm with you on that. That's a big, still a big issue. Even with the players hate it. I mean, they have gone to David Tepper,
right?
Yes, yeah. He But here's the thing. When Real Madrid came here a couple of years ago for an exhibition friendly or whatever, they demanded there be grass. They weren't going to play on the field turf. They said, we won't play. So they brought in grass for them, but he won't bring in grass for his football team, his real football team, not soccer, real football.
And I know that field would get tore up because of concerts and then bowl games, and especially into the fall, there's a lot of rain. So there would be a mud game for a stupid college game, and it would just tear the living shit out of that field. I get it.
Yep.
But they got to have natural grass. How is the fan base? Do they sell out games pretty routinely still?
Well, they still have it. And Zabe, I'm trying to think when you were here if this was a big deal, but they still have the issue where there's a lot of times, depending on who they're playing, that it's not really a home game. And we're going to see that this year when the Bills come in here, when the Browns come in here. Those are going to be neutral site games at best. We saw last year the Chiefs came here but Mahomes came here for the first time, and it was a damn Chiefs home game. We've seen the 49ers come in here and take over the place, the Vikings, the Commanders, the Packers, obviously, are a national brand. Those teams, the Packers, Steelers, Cowboys, those teams don't surprise you when they come in and take over a play. They take over everywhere. But it's when the other teams that you don't expect that come in here and take over, that's alarming. And that's still a problem. I mean, I wouldn't say they have a great home field advantage, but you can't blame people. You don't win, people aren't going to show up. And if they can make their Christmas by selling their tickets to another fan base that are more enthusiastic about going in and watching the game, then I can't sit here and really rip on people for doing that the way things are.
Yeah. Well, let me say this about Charlotte, Yarbs. I, as a non-native but lived there briefly, can espouse its virtues. It is the 21st largest TV market, so it's big enough but not too big. Cost of living is reasonable, I would say. Golf courses abound. Spring comes early. Summer is hot, but no hotter than, say, D.C. or Atlanta or anywhere else.
Yep.
Fall lasts forever down there, and you get just a kiss of winter. Just a mwah. So you want a taste of the seasons, you get a taste of the seasons. You've got NBA basketball, NFL football. You have college basketball up the road with Carolina and Duke and the rest of the ACC. You got easy striking distance to all of the SEC football schools to your south and to the north and whatnot. You got NASCAR if you like racing. You got a couple hours down to the beach, couple hours up to the mountains. It's a banger of a city.
Yep.
I'm a fan.
Yep. I don't know what else you could really ask for except better sports teams, but they're working on that. So
Right. And they're having a major championship at Quail Hollow. So there's that.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And they'll have more. And we talked to somebody yesterday, fully expect they're going to get a Ryder Cup there someday, down the road. I think that's definitely going to happen. That's how good the track is out there at Quail, even though it's very soggy right now.
Yeah. And the fans turn out for it, which is nice as well.
Yep. So. They love golf. They people love their golf here in Charlotte. So,
all right. Yarbs, great to talk to you as always. Thank you, buddy.
You, buddy. Take care.
Let's finish on a couple of quickies. You know the kid from Florida, the tank football player, the lineman, Desmond Watson, who is 6'6", 464 pounds? Well, apparently he just logged a vertical of 25 inches, a vertical leap at 464. That is a half inch better than Auburn's Jonai Broom just recorded at the NBA training camp or NBA combine, if you will. I want to see that in person. 464 jumps higher than probably player of the year Jonai Broom. Really? What's in a logo? Apparently everything. And apparently HBO has figured out, just stop fucking around. They've brought back HBO Max as their official name for their streaming service, and they brought back the original silver and black logo. No more purple, no more purple gradient. No more purple gradient. No more just calling it Max. They just are all over the place. And now HBO's social media is mocking itself by saying, okay, We're going back to a newish name and the old logo because, well, that's what you guys remember from HBO Max. Now, HBO, if I may ask a small favor, could you go back to making awesome shows again? You know, like The Wire and Sopranos and Deadwood and others and Game of Thrones. Please, please go back to making the awesome TV shows that cost a lot of money but also make a lot of money. The kind of daring, bold, holy shit, this is the greatest show I've ever seen type TV shows that you once were known for, HBO. And then there's this Trump derangement syndrome knows no bounds and no boundaries and no international datelines either. FIFA, the international body governing soccer, is facing mounting pressure, according to various sources, about the 2026 World Cup, which is going to be held right here in America. Yeehaw! Why? Because a top human rights organization has raised grave concerns about Trump's border policies affecting the tournament. Somebody pointed out pithily, you know, the last two World Cups were played in Qatar and in Putin's Russia, and nobody raised a peep. But yeah, grave concerns about the World Cup in America. Get out of here. That'll do it for me today. Thank you to my man Yarbs for picking up the phone today. Thank you for being a loyal and dedicated listener of the Zabecast. Do tell a friend, rate and review. It helps the algorithmic overlords. And if you would like to subscribe, you'll get these episodes absolutely ad-free. And you'll get them earlier on usually about 10 o'clock at night, the night before, if you want to download before going on a flight. And you'll get Fridays with Scott and Solly coming up tomorrow. The old gang from the Fox Sports Radio days lives on every Friday right here on the Zabecast. $5 a month gets you ad-free plus Fridays and Scott and Solly. What a deal. Buy it for a year. You get 12 months for the price of 11, or just go month to month and cancel anytime. It's very easy. Thanks for listening, folks. Have a great Thursday, and we will see you next time.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At MyBookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.